Hey there, Mike Stelzner coming to you with a fascinating update you might not be familiar with. Did you know that Social Media Examiner can deliver all the marketing training, news, and trends, insights that you need into your inbox 3 days a week when you sign up for our newsletter, and it's completely free? Simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates and take your marketing to the next level.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're going to explore Instagram and Facebook NFTs, Facebook retail stores, and a whole lot more Facebook changes with Mari Smith. If you want to understand how to benefit from these Facebook changes, then be sure to stick around. We believe that with smart marketing, you can compete with the largest players in your industry. I'm Michael Stelzner, and this is the Social Media Marketing Talk Show. And by the way, for those that are listening to the podcast, we are celebrating the 200th episode today of doing this as a podcast. Now, we've been doing this a lot more than just 200 weeks, because before we had the podcast, we had for many, many years a live show. But for those that are joining us on the podcast, thank you so much. Hey, quick question for you. Are you looking for a better social marketing education, but you're on a budget? That's where the on-demand ticket comes in for Social Media Marketing World. You get recordings of world-class training from some of the best marketers in the world, including Mari Smith, who's coming up on the stage here, for the fraction of a cost of attending in person. Basically, the conference comes to you. That means hours and hours of this kind of training. You can listen while you're watching your dog. You could do it from your home, from your computer. Plus, you'll save $200 on your on-demand ticket if you purchase today, as of the day we're recording this, by visiting socialmediamarketing.world. And now for this week's expert guest. Mari Smith is the leading expert on Facebook marketing, the author of the new relationship marketing book. She's also a popular speaker and regular guest on all of our stages and on all of my shows. Did you know that we can deliver awesome marketing info directly into your inbox? Simply subscribe to our weekly newsletter that comes out 3 days a week. You won't miss any of the updates going on in the world of social marketing. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates. Mari, welcome back to the show.
Hey, hey, great to be here. Thank you so much. Greetings, friends.
Super excited that you're here, Mari. Okay, Facebook, also known as Meta, has indicated that they're doing something with NFTs. Let me just explain. NFTs are non-fungible tokens, and it's, you know, this big thing going on in the crypto world, which many of you have probably heard about everywhere. Gary Vee did his Vee Friends. So now Facebook and Instagram seem to be somehow doing something. Like, tell us, what is the news here? I'm fascinated to hear what it is.
Well, typical of Meta, previously known as Facebook Inc., that they tend to be more responsive rather than proactive and innovative in the moves that they make across the whole tech landscape. And so you know way more about NFTs than I do, Mike. Well, I know about NFTs, you could probably write in a postage stamp. Okay, maybe a postcard. But basically, for your audience, they're probably a little more up on it with the digital collections, the digital collectibles. It's really used a lot with art. I know there's videos and audios as well. And so what is interesting to note, though, is that the potential possibility is not out yet, but they're working on this creation and be able to display these NFTs, non-fungible tokens, on Facebook and Instagram, powered by Meta's Novi wallet technology. So that's Facebook's answer to cryptocurrency, which has been around for a little while. If you remember, it was called Libra, and then it was called, oh my God, they've had the Calibra, that they got the wallet, but they got also the Diem coin is the newest name for the crypto stable coin. So they're testing this way to showcase it. So it's a little ways away yet. Meta is also discussing a complete marketplace for buying and selling these digital collectibles. I, interestingly, my research for our talk here today, I thought that there was some great headlines out there where it's like the NFTs are both invaluable on, or, you know, priceless and worthless at the same time. I just feel like as marketers and as small business owners, where most of your audience and my own audience are, is this something they really need to be pricking their ears up and paying attention right now? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, because I personally think it's just too early days yet.
Well, first of all, we're seeing a lot of this on Twitter. You probably see people taking apes, bored apes is what they're called, and they're putting them as their profile pictures. PFP tokens is part of what they're called. Sometimes there's PFP and then some other letter after it. But the reason why this is so hot right now is because right now there's this site called OpenSea.io where people can buy and sell and trade all of their NFTs.
Where Gary V's friends are.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I do think this is part of a bigger play with the whole metaverse thing, right?
Yes.
So, you know, Mark Zuckerberg a couple of months ago said, hey, we're changing our name to Meta and we're investing in the metaverse, right?
Yes.
So there's a lot of money that happens. Like OpenSea makes ridiculous amount of money with people buying, selling, and trading on their marketplace. I think it was like in the order of like $1 billion a month or something of trades that are happening.
Wow.
And the way that works is the creators of the tokens earn a commission every time a trade happens. So people are using NFTs. And side note, I launched a brand new show called the Crypto Business Podcast, where we talk about this stuff if anybody wants to learn more. But marketers are using these to provide access to certain kinds of exclusive offerings and deals and stuff. I think it's exciting that Facebook and Instagram are somehow going to be involved with this, because right now Twitter is the only major social platform where this happens. So who knows what's going to happen next, but it's kind of exciting from my perspective to see it coming. Specifically, what I'm not excited about is that they might have their own proprietary platform and not allow it to happen on an open system like Ethereum, which is where everything else is happening.
Exactly. Can I just interject real quick about the Twitter part of it? Because I was just checking the date, January 21, so 7 days ago as of today, right now, that I opened up my Twitter app on my phone for regular checking my Twitter activity. And bam, as you're saying there, Mike, like right full screen announcement, introducing NFT profile pictures. Connect to your profile picture to your crypto wallet. So to your point, I mean, Twitter just smartly just got right in there, and anybody who's up on this and wants to get into it, then go ahead and put your hexagonal shape in there. And now you're looking like trendy and cool.
Yeah. And even Susan, the CEO of YouTube, is considering this. So again, the social platforms are beginning to understand there's a social play here, right? And there's a marketing play here. And eventually we're going to understand more of it, but it's a very, very new thing. I think it's actually exciting that Facebook is getting into this. As you know, they've got into other marketplaces as well, and they tend to invest a lot of money in trying to be a dominant player. So we'll have to keep a close eye on this. Mm-hmm. In the future, we can go ahead and talk more about this. Okay. Meta Creative Shop and virtual influencers. What the heck is this news about? Because I don't even understand this. Hopefully you do.
Well, this is utterly fascinating because everybody here is familiar with the term influencers. And an influencer is a real human being who has an audience that then gets paid by third parties, brands, businesses to evangelize and tell their audience about a product or service. Combine that with, on the other end of the spectrum, people here probably heard of deepfakes. A deepfake is nefarious. Well, just even the name of it sounds terrible, right? The technology exists today to take someone's video and just doctor it up and make it look really real. But somewhere in the middle of that, of real people influencers and the deepfakes, the opposite end of a deepfake, is you have what's called AI-driven synthetic media. In other words, virtual influencers. Mike, could you imagine a virtual version of yourself that can go out there and speak 9 languages? And off it goes to, you know, recruit more people for social media marketing world or whatever the case might be.
And by the way, there are virtual influencers that are made up personalities too, we should talk about, right?
That's right.
They don't have to be representatives of real people. They can be fake people that seem to act like real people, which is fascinatingly strange, isn't it?
It's fascinatingly strange, I know, because guess what? Meta platforms, so mostly Facebook and Instagram, are currently home to more than 200 VIs, I call them VIs for short, virtual influencers, with 30 verified virtual influencer accounts on Instagram. And so there's speculation that, you know, going forward in the coming years is that pretty much everybody will have an AI version of themselves. Plus, to your point, Mike, totally agree, there'll be all kinds of made up ones. I was reading with this Meta Creative Shop, this particular interview with Synthesize or something, I'm forgetting the name of it, but it's a company that specializes in these synthetic influencers. It sounds terrible even to me, just the way it's said, because we're all talking about it. Social media is supposed to be about authenticity. Well, like, go and create a fake version of yourself, right? Synthetic version.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is in the Twitter world, and in the crypto world, people operate under pseudonyms.
That's true.
Like pen names, like Dr. Seuss was not really named Dr. Seuss, right? Mm. So I think where we're going is if we get into this virtual world where we can be different characters and stuff, we can create virtual characters, yet be a real person behind them. And if those happen to become influencers, so it sounds like Facebook is trying to build some sort of framework of ethicalness or something, or what's the deal here?
Well, indeed, because I was almost like raising my eyebrows and practically rolling my eyes, because when we hear anything to do with Facebook and then the word ethical, the two don't often go together. It's not exactly the most trusted company. And so what's happening is this Meta Creative Shop is they're jumping in early to work with brands and businesses to create this ethical framework so that hopefully we can deepen trust when we see, which is clearly a kind of robot version of someone or a made up one, and that it's being used for good and it's not being exploited by bad actors, you know. Some use cases, I thought these were interesting in that particular, I know you follow up with some links here. There's a Meta for Business link for this company that does these AI synthetic media things. Use cases are like a celebrity brand ambassador appearing as a salesperson at a local car dealership. A famous athlete could make a great tutor for a kid who loves sports but hates algebra. And even 10 to 15 years from now, which is quite a ways away, anybody could create a Hollywood film on their laptop at pretty low cost. In a way, no, I'm thinking Second Life, which was around at least 15 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Second Life.
Yep.
And then interestingly enough, when you just said a minute ago about how so many folks in the virtual worlds today operate under a pseudonym, what flashed in my head, for those of us who've been around for a while, I went to the like late 90s of all of the, what do they call those things? Forums, you know, the chat boards and—
Yeah, yeah. AOL, instant chat and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Nobody had a real name. We all had pseudonyms, right?
Right, right, right.
And you just certainly didn't have to go on camera and you could just like chit chat in those chat rooms,
yeah.
and forums and chat boards and whatever.
Well, another big thing that CNBC reported is that there may be retail stores coming for Facebook/Meta. Talk to me about what you know about this.
Yeah. So funny to go from something like artificial to then go to a real physical store where, yeah, you're actually going to be leaving your home, going physically into a store.
I want to know if they're going to have a Facebook support bar. That's what I want to know.
Oh my God, right? The line will be around the block 10 times. So just like Apple has physical stores and has done extremely well, even through the 2 years of the pandemic, we were just talking offline there a minute ago that Microsoft actually shut their physical stores down in 2020, but there's speculation. It's been around for just a few months now that Meta is reportedly planning these retail stores specifically to showcase devices like the Quest reality headset and the Portal video chat device and whatever else Zuckerberg chooses to get into on the physical side. But presumably also you could go in there and you could experience the whole metaverse in a physical environment and then be more enrolled in whatever, you know, embracing that new world.
I can totally see that for the Oculus. I mean, whatever they're calling it now, I guess the Quest.
MetaQuest. MetaQuest, yeah, the dropping Oculus.
I could for sure see that happening with MetaQuest because there's so many people that have not yet experienced virtual reality, right? And if they're going to have a store, it probably means they're working on other physical products too, which I think would be kind of interesting. Like imagine if they had augmented reality glasses and all that stuff. And haven't they worked with Ray-Bans in the past?
Ray-Bans, those are already out, the smart glasses.
Yeah. I could see those being in the store if they had such a store.
Yeah, big time. You know, and Zuckerberg has always wished that he could have been in at the beginning of kind of like the smartphone world, or I mean, even you were mentioned earlier about the change of the company name, and his founder's letter is really quite interesting to read when he talks about how, you know, we went from desktop to web to mobile, from text to photos to video, and that's not the end of the line. So he's like, okay, now we're moving into this more immersive, embodied internet, as he talks about it, presence, you know, why, what was something he'd said? Oh, it was in a Clubhouse room last year before he launched Live Audio Rooms. He's like, why transport when you can teleport?
Well, let's teleport to a different topic.
Okay.
Facebook groups, supposedly there's been some new features. Tell us about what we need to know specifically about what's changing with groups.
Yeah, well, I love that Facebook, Meta, specifically Facebook, because you know they don't really have the group format anywhere else. But the Facebook groups is a huge, huge part of what drives the community. The community summit they began, I think, 2015 or 16, and they've had it every year since. So lots and lots of little kind of bells and whistles, like customizable backgrounds, different fonts, emojis, preset collections of, you know, badges, admin tools. I know a lot of people really like the admin assist. And certainly for larger groups, these are tremendously helpful. Community chat, so on. But let me tell you, of this kind of list of what I'm seeing is fairly light duty updates for the vast majority of group admins and group owners. The bigger ones definitely make an impact. But number one is to be able to sell merchandise, like Facebook Shop. Think Facebook Shop meets Facebook Group.
Oh, okay.
So selling merchandise that the group owner has created through a shop in their group. Now, it's interesting that the Facebook talked about, okay, this is going to be merchandise, because the next step, if you know, it's a little trial, would be to fully integrate a Facebook / Instagram shop with a group setting. And of course, you probably know, Mike, that they do the live shopping now. So you can do broadcasting on Facebook or Instagram. You connect up to your shop. You can sell items whilst you're live. So that's one thing. The second thing, which I'm super excited about personally, is what they're calling subgroups. And there's a paid subscription. And even when they first announced it last year, that Facebook is going to be paying, you know how they have these incentivized bonus program for the Reels and whatnot. So there's a bonus program for getting subscribers into your paid subgroup of your main group. And Facebook will pay you, whilst you also charge for membership, and you get to keep the email addresses of these members in your groups.
Okay.
So there's something at play here. It's pretty exciting. We'll see. I don't know personally that I would, you know, use the merchant aspect of Facebook / Meta. I, you know, for those of us who, like you know, we have folks pay us through our own merchant account, then I would just prefer to stick that way. But this is going to really make a difference to a lot of group owners.
But for creators, I would imagine creators that are on the platform that maybe don't have their own, you know, sophisticated systems or whatever, I think this could be a really cool add-on to a paid product. Like if you sell a course and you decide to have a free group and then a paid upgraded group, if you buy the course, right? Like the free group is for everyone else. The paid group is, you can see it there, but you can't get into it unless you buy the course. I can see that kind of stuff happening. Mm-hmm. That stuff is already happening over on Discord in the crypto world, you know? Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that Facebook's paying attention to what's happening on Discord. Mm-hmm. And hopefully eventually they will open up their groups with API integrations to allow different tools to integrate different access into groups. And it won't be as closed of an ecosystem, because there's just some fascinating stuff happening. On a different front, Facebook Live also has some updates. What do we need to know about what's changed with live video on Facebook?
For a lot of these, similar to groups, it's changes that have been rolling out for a little while, both desktop and mobile, just making it easier to access insights, just more about like moving things around and making the layout better, featured links, doing the live with the polls, the follow button, just making it a little bit more easy, putting the live into stories. A couple of cool things I do want to highlight in this segment about Facebook Live. There's something called Spotlight Conversations, which I just got the other day on my personal profile, but being able to bring this into a Facebook Live. How that works, if you think about just separating out, if you've got your normal comments in one tab, in one column, and then you've got a separate kind of side-by-side horizontal, you know, tab where it's called the Spotlight Conversations, and you're inviting a specific guest or guests to have a conversation with you by writing, by text in the comments. And that's featured right there in that tab. And that person, the guest's audience, will get visibility, like it'll bring more visibility is what they're saying, this particular feature.
You know what this reminds me of? Instagram DMs. You know how you have different levels of DMs? Like you've got your, what is it, primary and general or whatever, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I can imagine this is kind of inspired by that, where you can have this chat stream over there that the whole world doesn't see. And then you can have this other chat stream that the world does see, and you don't just let anybody into it. It's not exactly the same as the Instagram DMs, but I do like that ability to be able to have certain maybe audience members based on their relationship to you get into that stream, which is kind of cool.
Yes.
That's really fascinating.
Yeah. So there's that. Let me say one more thing about this segment, though, because I think what's of the biggest news for a vast majority of people is that Facebook's beginning to roll out what they call professional mode for creators on your personal profile, and they're going to bring access to more monetization features, analytics. You'll have the stars, the paid online events, the subscriptions, which is very similar to those subgroups, but just done through the profile or the page. And so this is being tested initially with some profiles in the US, and then they announced it late last year. And so they're saying this later this coming year, 2022, it's going to be rolling out in EMEA, Europe, Middle East, and Africa. And so I've seen a tremendous response in my own community to this, like, wow, about time. Finally, I can just go all into my personal profile and not bother with a page. Well, frankly, you and I know both know, Mike, that always going to be a use case for a page because that's how you access ads. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point Meta rolls in the at least the boost button onto these professional mode personal profiles. We'll see.
Fascinating. And with the professional profiles, I would imagine you're not going to have a check mark in order to be able to get these features, blue check mark. Do you know if, how that's going to work?
Doesn't have to be verified, no. And I know a number of people in my community that have already made this switch. Some really love it. A couple is not so keen and they switched back to classic profiles. A little bit like the new pages experience versus the classic. And the new pages experience and the pro mode, professional mode, they look almost identical. And features and layout. It's literally, you have to look close and go, it literally says page and then the category. And on the profile, it says profile and then the category. You can choose a category.
So not rolled out for everybody. You're saying they're testing it. Is that right?
Yeah. Some people have it, some don't. And you'll know when it pops up on your mobile device. You probably won't see the notification on your desktop, but on your mobile, you'll see at the top of your profile, at the top of your newsfeed. Some folks in my social scoop group have it. My community, they've shared some screenshots. So yeah, when you see the invitation to switch, personally, I would just go ahead and switch it. Because you can always still post to only your friends. It's not like you're going to let go of the way your personal profile functions. That's still there. And this is almost like a layer on top of it that's going to give you more benefit.
Excellent. Okay. Facebook has launched Story Highlight Clips. I think I know what this means, but I'm not 100% sure. What is Story Highlight Clips exactly?
Yep. So it's basically when you are loading up a video, let's say you load up a video of anywhere from lengthwise, it could be several minutes to, whatever, half an hour, an hour. And so you can choose as you're uploading it through Creator Studio, Facebook will take a 20-second preview segment, like a little segment, a little clip from your full video, and you can post that as a Facebook or Instagram story. So the concept is just, is Facebook making it easier for us to create more content kind of automatically because you just uploaded the video and go, yeah, sure, I'll create a story highlight, click, 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 take care of it, Facebook. Or you can adjust the little sliders and pick the segment you want. Now, I got to tell you, I have access to this feature. I tried it. I found it was incredibly buggy and not worth the effort. So I would love to hear from anybody who's gone, oh my God, this has been a game changer for me. So I don't know. I just see Facebook often throw stuff at the wall to see what will stick. Anything to create more content.
When you're using Creator Studio, so it sounds like you have to use Creator Studio to upload your video, not necessarily on your profile.
Well, you should anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. We'll come back to that in a second. And it automatically will do it. It's not something you can choose to go back and do necessarily on a video that's already been published on your profile.
Good question. I'm not 100% sure the answer to that.
Is it only for pages?
Yeah, pages only. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I was talking about using my personal profile specifically when uploading videos.
Oh.
Does Creator Studio even work on personal profiles?
No, pages only.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. All right. So folks, one thing that should be clear is Facebook is changing a whole heck of a lot of stuff, right? At the top, we talked about NFTs and we talked about virtual craziness and just all sorts of stuff, right? And it's not going to stop, right? Facebook is going to continue to innovate. They are competing against other platforms that are emerging. They are investing a lot of capital into creating all sorts of new and exciting things. Some stick, some don't stick. And it's valuable for us as marketers to really wrap our mind around the new things because, as Mari can attest, usually when they come out with new things, they give it a little preference, right? They give it a little boost in the feed, right? And There's a place where you can go and you can come and learn about all these new things from Mari Smith and many others. And it's called Social Media Marketing World. You can get your tickets physically, virtually, on demand, streaming, all that stuff by visiting socialmediamarketing.world. I strongly encourage you all to experience all the great stuff we've got planned there. Mari, if people want to connect with you, do you have a place you want to send them?
Yep, sure. My Facebook page is at Mari Smith, or my social scoop group, which is linked on the page. And then also they can check out, I'm really leading a program about organic at marismith.com/FBOMM. That's it.
FBOMM. MariSmith.com/FBOMM is, what is it? It's an organic course.
Facebook Organic Marketing Masterclass, otherwise known as F-bomb, because Facebook makes us want to swear.
I don't know anybody who doesn't want to learn about more improvement on Facebook organic stuff. So yeah. Be sure to check that out.
Thank you.
Ari, thank you so much for joining me today. Everyone, thank you for joining us live. Those that are listening to the 200th episode of this podcast, thank you for joining us. We'll catch you all next week. Have a great day, everybody. Bye, Mari.
Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Want more good stuff? Sign up for our top-notch social marketing newsletter. We deliver it straight into your inbox 3 days a week. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.